Thanks for listening to All Things Considered on KCRW. I'm Larry Perrell. Earlier today, Governor Newsom laid out his spending plan for the upcoming fiscal year. It is an ambitious $227 billion budget proposal, and it includes everything from new investment in education to reducing California's carbon footprint. But there's something very different about this year's roadmap.
Our budget, understandably, represents and reflects the realities of this recession, particularly as it's related to the issues that have impacted low-wage workers, small businesses, as well as decades-long inequalities.
The governor is talking about cash payments, grants, and tax credits. Unlike other years, he wants to take unallocated tax revenues and use them as relief aid for businesses and their employees. With more on what the governor's budget means for us in Southern California, we turn now to KCRW's business reporter Benjamin Gottlieb. Hi, Benjamin.
Hey, Larry. Happy New Year, man.
Happy New Year to you as well. Let's get into it. Exactly what the governor is asking for here in terms of relief dollars. How much are we talking about and who gets it?
Yeah, so let's start with the overall view of this package. Governor Newsom is asking for money right away, and this totals about $4.5 billion. And a big part of that money is what he calls this Golden State stimulus. I've heard you report on this week. And basically, these are payments anywhere between $5,000 and $25,000 that would go to California's most vulnerable. So we're talking about people who make under $30,000 a year. And those payments for $5,000 to $25,000, they're going to be available for state residents who lack legal status. And that's a huge deal because many of these people have been left out of the federal stimulus checks.
All right. So the pandemic has hammered Southern California businesses. That much we know. I mean, especially independent contractors. You know, I'm thinking of people who work in the events sector, for example. What does Newsom plan to make available for business owners?
Well, for business owners, the governor is proposing this ambitious grant proposal, $575 million. These are specifically for small business owners, but also nonprofits and cultural institutions. And this is a big deal, Larry, because you and many business owners probably remember a lot of the past relief we've seen, especially here in California, has been in the form of loans. You got to pay those back, right? But this is different. This is direct relief, grant money, no strings attached, and earmarked for small businesses.
Well, let's talk about tax credits for a second. For certain businesses, they are also on the table. What does that look like, and how are local business owners reacting to it?
So tax credits can often be really major sources of savings and also incentives for businesses, especially small businesses. The governor is looking for $70 million in fee waivers, tax waivers, and this would normally be a big deal for restaurant owners, right? I mean, they have all sorts of licenses and fees that they have to pay for to stay open. The governor stressed the importance of this in his remarks earlier today.
Fee waivers, just to give you a spectrum, at least a sense, about 59,000 bars and restaurants licensed in the state of California. This would go directly to those businesses that have been disproportionately impacted by stay-at-home orders and this pandemic-induced recession.
So, Larry, we're talking about fees for liquor, fees for food, all those sorts of things are important for the governor and for small businesses. But if you ask the business community in Southern California, what they want to see is more attention paid to reopening. And I caught up with Stuart Waldman earlier today. He's the president of this organization called VICA, which is the Valley Industry and Commerce Association. Here's his take.
If you're not operating, then, you know, the fees don't actually matter, right? These businesses are the hardest hit. People, when you look at the unemployment numbers, you know, since February, they are overwhelmingly from people working in hospitality and restaurants and bars.
So in other words, Larry, waiving fees is great. Tax credits are great. But if you're not open, they really don't mean too much, right? And Waldman reminded me, businesses, they really rely on both short-term and long-term planning, especially with restaurants all across the county. You've seen enormous investment in outdoor dining, those big white tents or those heating lamps, makeshift patios. We're talking millions of dollars, and they're all empty right now. So it's been really tough for people to plan. And if there's no long-term planning, small business owners want to see them, small restaurants want to be open first before they see these tax credits.
I mean, certainly a good point for sure. You got to be in it to win it, as they say. All right. KCRW's Benjamin Gottlieb covering the business of Southern California. Benjamin, thanks for your reporting.
Anytime, Larry.